agenda consists of several parts. Now, the most important, of course, is a demand for more gun control, and meaning the chipping away our Second Amendment rights. And we've seen that in the wake of Columbine. They closed the gun show loophole. There's been other laws about how to get guns, acquire guns. And they're not attacking the Second Amendment outright. They're just chipping away at it every chance they get. Oftentimes now more at the local and state level than on the federal level, because federal gun control efforts get a lot of publicity. But now they're doing it state by state, which is harder to combat. That's one aspect of it. Another aspect is this push to turn all of our schools into something resembling medium security institutions, with their lockdown drills, their pat downs, you know, all this hysteria for security, this mania, which is consuming ever more of the school children's time. And I think the lesson here is to kind of traumatize the kids with this kind of stuff, to emphasize that at any moment the bad guys can come out and get you, and thereby necessitating an ever heavier security and police presence, which is kind of education for the future, really, because that's where our society is going. We have security guards, metal detectors in schools, and what do we see on the streets now? More and more guards, more and more uniformed officers with guns. All necessary, you know, because of these false flag attacks. And also maybe a third reason might be a push to get these kids drugged up as much as possible. You might be aware that the proportion of children on drugs has been climbing very rapidly in the last 20 years. I'm talking Ritalin, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and all that has been helped by the perpetration of the image of a damaged school child who's not thinking correctly and who needs to be saved from himself through the application of these drugs.